Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of October, recording at 9:55 p.m., and it's still British summertime, at least for a little while longer. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets mixed. India was firm. The Hong Kong Hang Seng firm. The European stock markets had good rallies here today, and these included a number of upside dynamics, including some upside key day reversals, an encouraging sign for the European markets. Now, Wall Street came in form, was strong, rallied on news that the people filing unemployment claims or initial unemployment claims was below expectations. And so we had a good rally for a while, but then it gradually faded in the afternoon and ended near the lows on the day with the Dow down 18.5 points. The S&P just about break even, fraction higher, and the NASDAQ with a small decline overall. Across the Americas, though, gains were better, including the TSX, Mexico up 0.66, and Brazil up 1.25%. Long-dated government bond prices were down slightly in Europe on their firmer stock markets, and the Treasury futures, they reversed earlier declines to close higher on the day as the rally on Wall Street faded. Now, the dollar closed down a little bit. It was there most of the day. The dollar index is down to 79.79, and the Aussie edged up to 102.64. The euro is up half a cent here at 129.26, and sterling up above that 160 level to 16.04. The precious metals, now they rallied early on. But then those gains faded or were reversed. And so they've ended with palladium just up only a dollar on the day. Silver is actually down at 34.02, having been up at 34.38. It's this correlation factor here. And gold, as I speak in after hours trading, is up $5. That's at 1767.35, had been up as high as 1775 nearly earlier on in the day. And platinum had also been sharply higher, up to 1696, but it's after hours trading at 1681 and change, so well off those highs. Crude oil, on the other hand, very strong here, 92.40 for the WTI, and the Brent is at 115.80. The industrial metals were mostly a bit firmer. The grain and bean complex surged, particularly corn, back up to 7.73. Coffee and cotton were lower. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets, I've been describing them as in this overall corrective phase here, and hopefully it's just no more than a somewhat longer pause, and perhaps for most some markets at any rate, a bit of a sharper pullback than they had seen since the rally commencing in early June for Wall Street and in July for the European stock markets. I'm not aware. There must have been some, or might have been some specific news on the Europeans that caused the extent of the rebound in here today. But again, that was encouraging, and not least because there have been a lot of demonstrations, as we know. Maybe it had something to do with the Angela Merkel trip to Greece and what came out of that. I just don't know. That's conjecture on my part. But the technical signals were good. However, they're likely to see a test tomorrow, given that Europe closed when Wall Street was close to its highs on the day, and those gains were retraced. So it'll be interesting to see how Europe faces affairs rather tomorrow. Now, on Wall Street, also, Apple, the talisman, which weighed on the Nasdaq a bit here this afternoon, but earlier in the day, Apple had rallied up to close to the point where it broke down out of that little range that I've shown that chart before, and you can see that easily enough. So it rallied right back up close to the an initial resistance area and then fell back sharply. So that's still under pressure here, and I would not be surprised if this stock market pause continued for a while longer. But I don't think there's a big bear story out there. I feel that, as I've already said, that the markets got a little bit ahead of themselves, and that it was a very good rally that led to some valuation expansion. And in other words, they were running ahead of any change, obviously ahead of any change that could have occurred in the fundamentals over that period. But weigh it all up, and we've still got this uber accommodative monetary policy globally, and negative real interest rates in a number of countries. And that's a good background overall for equities. And again, I emphasize, and there's some good emails on this subject, or a good email and a good report on this email one I'm referring to here that you'll see as soon as I posted the site. Just talking about QE, we often have QE knocked, but this is a rather robust defense, and it's good to see that for overall perspective. But count me in the don't fight the Fed category, where I've always been, and therefore, I think that the chances of a serious rout in the stock market's low, but we do know that in this world of, or domin this world is dominated by the high-frequency algorithmic trading, that does exacerbate moves both to the upside and to the downside. So what I'm saying is that the rally was probably somewhat stronger because of the HFT, and therefore even a normal reaction will be a little bit sharper as a consequence of it. We will see. But I'd just still be a little bit cautious here about exposure overall. If there's anything that you genuinely don't like, it's maybe not a bad time to get out of it. But in terms of any of those, oh, particularly I would say the autonomies that are still performing and the dividend aristocrats, I would see no reason to be overly concerned about those. And as we've often pointed out, the major indices are in overall upward trends, not least that of the S&P, although I have described this week the air up here as being a little bit thin, at least in the short term. Now, what about this gold price? Well, first I take the bonds, though. They'll take their cue from from the stock market, I think, more often than not. But it's been a sharpish rally here overall by these long-dated government bond prices. And that just suggests to me is that we're going to get more sideways ranging activity in what I expect is an extended phase of top formation development. But, are we going to be here? How many more months we're going to be here, I should say, is an open question to which I do not have the answer, but the charts will eventually show us. Now, going on to the precious metals, my base case here is that we are back in an overall accumulation phase, and we're currently just seeing a consolidation of those strong gains that we saw from mid-August, well into September. Now, at these levels still, where I've often mentioned recently that all four of the precious metals were back to some previous resistance levels of both a numerical and psychological level. For instance, the $1,800 level for gold, and that was a natural pause point, and indeed we have paused. And because the precious metals had fallen back sharply from those same levels in the downward distribution phase of the big medium-term correction, there will be a number of people who are still a little bit cautious up here. So what that means is that the demand factor for gold is not sufficiently strong yet to break the correlation linkage with Wall Street. And really, you see it on the minute-by-minute activity, and it irritates me because it's dictated more by HFT than anything else. But then traders swing in line with that because they come to expect it. Now, eventually that will change. And I don't think it will change in the form of Wall Street outperforming gold. I think it'll be the other way around, with demand for gold building sufficiently so that it is more resistant to a downward day on Wall Street. We will see, but I think in terms of the overall fundamental background, to the extent that QE is bullish for any market, it is bullish for precious metals, in my opinion, not necessarily on an everyday basis, but certainly on a medium term to longer term basis. And crude oil, well, this reflects concern about what's going on in the Middle East, and fears of a regional conflict, or I would say an increasing conflict between Turkey and Syria, and that perhaps that spreads. Well, I think it's an overreaction. But markets are emotional, and they've certainly seen plenty of disturbances over the last few years and more within the Middle East, so perhaps it's understandable. But we've got some long hedges in that gold, in that oil market, and that doesn't do global GDP growth any good, not with that Brent back up to nearly $116. So still a tricky period in terms of energy prices, and that crude is definitely higher than the underlying fundamentals of demand would warrant, and it will probably push the natural gas price higher. Natural gas has been in a steady ranging recovery, and it's cheap relative to crude. And on that note, all the best.